Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We want to continue our theme this week of comparing our lives to the children of Israel in the Old Testament and examining ourselves to see if we are making the same mistakes that Israel did that were not pleasing to God. Today's topic and question is this: are we like the children of Israel in that we rebel and go against God's instructions? In Numbers chapter 14, we have recorded the children of Israel's response to the 12 spies' report coming back from scouting the land. The whole congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a leader, and let's return to Egypt." The children of Israel believed the 10 spies who gave the report that this would be unsuccessful taking the land. This was going against God's plan. The spies caused the people to not only think they could not succeed, but also that as a result of failing to take the land, God's promise would not be fulfilled that he made to Abraham. It seems the people think they knew better than God, even resorting to calling for a regime change. Notice they said, "Give us a new leader." They said, basically, "We don't like the current one. We don't want to die." They also essentially said, "Let's undo this great deliverance that God showed bringing us up out of Egypt, and let's go back there." Well, we know what Jehovah's response to this was. He threatened to wipe this whole nation out and smite them down and build from Moses an even better nation. Moses begged for mercy in not doing that. And as a result of this rebellion, we know that the people 20 years and older would not inherit the land and would die wandering in the wilderness as punishment. Let's skip down to verse 39 of Numbers 14. When Moses spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people mourned greatly. In the morning, however, they rose up early and went up to the ridge of the hill country, saying, "Here we are. We have indeed sinned, but we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised." But Moses said, "Why then are you transgressing the commandment of the Lord, when it will not succeed? Do not go up, or you will be struck down before your enemies, for the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will be there in front of you, and you will fall by the sword, inasmuch as you have turned back from following the Lord. And the Lord will not be with you." But they went up heedlessly to the ridge of the hill country. Neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and struck them and beat them down as far as Hormah. Once again, the people of Israel went against God's command. Israel had a supposed change of heart and now thought they could go take the land, as Caleb and Joshua had boldly said. Moses tells them, "God told you you would not enter." But Israel went against God again, and we see the consequences in their defeat. So what about you and me? Do we go against God and think we know better sometimes? Do we resist God's plan for us by some of the choices we make? Let's not be like Israel. Let's strive every day to align ourselves and actions with God. God's plan is for all to come to repentance, having no one to perish. Let's live our lives trying to accomplish His plan for us and not rebel against God. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so here at Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.